Good morning, and I'm back. My name is Dr. Yogesh Pawar, and we're now leading towards the fourth chapter of project management. This fourth chapter is something that I love as a project manager, as a person who's executed project. I love to generate ideas. And why do you require them? Of course, these are the reasons why your projects are assigned to you. These are projects why you can get a problem resolved. These are reasons why you can create a uniqueness around your project. I love creating. I love doing, you know, and generating ideas. And that's exactly why what we're going to talk today. While we're going to talk about methods of it, and look at how we generate ideas while we are in a project. How can my idea get converted into a thought, and my then thought get converted into an execution, and how my execution can help me to get revenues for the project that I'm working. So to begin with, what is the objective that we have today? Business is an economic activity. Yeah, we've been talking about it for a good amount of time now, and which is related with continuous and regular production and distribution of goods and services for satisfying human needs and wants. And then I've been saying this, these humans are consumers. Why? Because your consumers pay you. They give you money in terms of the creativity, the idea, the solution that you provide to them. Human culture varies from countries to countries, from state to state, and religion to religion, and class to class, and ethics to ethics, and society to society. And for that matter, we live in India, where maybe every 100 kilometers, we have a different culture. We have a different way that people speak. They have different belief systems. And hence, we stay in an environment today which is absolutely very, very dynamic. Also, evolution of human culture is a continuous process, and hence it's important that I have I generate ideas which are continuous. I mean, as a human being, as a project manager, it is integral for us to have new creative ideas while we actually work on projects. So, why do you require continuous ideas? Of course, with one key objective in mind, that's about creating your project faster, with good quality, with good cost reduction and timely deliveries. And that's exactly why you need creative ideas. And I have a word to share here, and the word is called spin innovation, which means it's a spinovation as a word, which means continuous innovation. Continuous creativity will help you to be better project managers. Now, that takes us to the other objective as well, which is methods of generating business ideas. Now, when we say this rapidly changing human needs are giving birth to new business opportunities every day. Every day I've got something that's coming up. Thousands of startups, you know, small, big, funded, self-funded, are starting up. They get successful if they make sense in the competitive market. You know? And then if they're making sense in the competitive market, there has to be an audience for that market. Yeah. So if I have my ideas and I have my set to achieve them, I would then require a greater business target. In order to manage a project effectively and efficiently, it is important and very, very important to gain the knowledge of methods of generating ideas. So what are different mechanisms that I can actually generate ideas is an important aspect of a project manager. So what is an idea? Let's talk about this. What's an idea? An idea is a thought that comes to your mind. It either deliberately comes in, or you there is a method of deliberating the ideas, or it is just a random thought that keep coming to your mind if your project or the thing that you're doing is all around your mind. The most commonly accepted definition is an idea is a thought or a collection of thoughts generated in a mind. This generation is generally with intention, but unintentionally idea generation is not ruled out, because you know you, your thoughts keep running and you put a lot of thoughts that you're working around around what you're doing, and that's exactly gives an idea. Sometimes you just discuss with your friends and there is an idea. Sometimes you're sitting alone, there's an idea. Sometimes you're actually talking to your coach or a mentor, to your professor, and that gives you an idea. But one must be very sure to keep it open, and don't just shut that idea off. It might just work somewhere else if it's not working here. So keep that in mind. I mean, then that's exactly which will help you to be a little more creative. If you stop your ideas, you're stopping yourself from creativity. If you're stopping yourself from creativity, you're stopping yourself from growth as well. So it's important that you keep your ideas open and unlock the flow of ideas. A lot of methods that are used. One is, of course, we're going to talk about those methods in this chapter as well. But personally, I feel that if you spend a little more time with yourself and your thoughts, and you can write them down somewhere, personally it helps me to create and notify. In this fast moving world, whatever thought comes to me and I feel personally that it's making sense, I generally record it immediately over my phone. So let's look at a business idea. So listen, this goes to a target that we're talking about. The target is a business idea is an idea generated which can transform into a viable concept. Now, when I say viable concept, what does it mean? It means that it has a commercial use. It is typically centered on a commodity or a service that can be sold for money or can be traded for some other services that you require for yourself. So, or your organization, of course, requires. So, ideally, if you look at it, a business idea needs to make sense. One is, of course, it needs to have a commercial viability. It needs to have a commercial purpose. And typically, it could be in a base of a commodity or a service. And of course, which either can be traded for better results for your business, or you can earn money out of it. So that's a business idea in a holistic view that you can take. Creative environment or method and methods of generating ideas is what we're going to look at. If you notice on the slide, there are basic things which are very, very important. There has to be a method. There has to be a right time to apply that idea. There has to be urge. And I call that urge as the desire that you have to create something new every time. And the application, of course. So while you have great ideas that are coming up, it's important that you also learn the mechanism of applying that idea and generating results out of it. Now, when we say results, it could, well, from commercial point of view, of course, they have to be profitable. But from an experimenting point of view, result is of failure and being brilliant about that idea as well. So you either can fail, that's also a result, or you either can pass in that idea, that's also a result. So if you're looking at it from an experimental mode, it could be a pass or a fail kind of thing, which should not matter you as much because you're experimenting it. But if it comes from commercial point of view, it's critical that you need to pass, which means it needs to make commercial viability or it needs to make profits for you. So if I read through the slide, it says there are several methods in generating ideas. These ideas, they need to be developed and tested and convert into a business idea. When I say testing, that's exactly where I'm saying experimenting part of it. Business idea, if it is introduced at the right time, when there's a good demand in the market, trust you me, it's going to work wonders for you. Now, when I'm saying wonders, let me give a quick example of the recent idea that just got converted, and everybody, including me and you today, who are listening to this video, are completely into it. One of the best ideas implemented, it just took off the entire messaging center or messaging part of the mobile, which is your WhatsApp. I mean, today you hardly message somebody, all right? Everything is on WhatsApp. So that simple idea where there was a high demand, people were spending on messaging, and where data is available, a small group of people found this idea and they made it so big. I mean, and today you know what WhatsApp is, and I don't need to tell you how big is WhatsApp today. It's been taken over by Facebook, and it's gone everywhere across the globe. So similarly, If there is a market demand and if you're able to create that need in people, your idea can make millions and can create a separate industry altogether. Similarly is Facebook. I mean, it was just a social media where people can interact. But today is a great business platform for people. Similarly is LinkedIn. So if you look at these ideas, the recent ideas that are created, you will find that okay, the small ideas have actually made millions out of it if executed it well at the right time. Of course, your idea when it's at the nascent stage is just like a baby. So you got to groom it very well, and hence there has to be an urge like a parent to guide that idea through everything. Hence there has to be a desire, hence there has to be a urge of working very, very hard at the initial levels when your idea is very, very small and nascent stages. A business idea always available around. However, it's the application. I mean, I strongly believe in today's business world where continuous improvement is happening, where everybody is wanting to create something new. It is very, very important that I have something which is more important, which is called application. So if I have a team, and if I am able to show that team, or if I understand the importance and the vision as a project manager of the project, then the application becomes easier. And the moment the application becomes easier and people are convinced, you would notice that everybody is working with the same energy levels for that project. Or else a lot of projects fizzle out because the vision is not clear and people feel stressed and strained and the application goes on toss. So four words immediately that you should recall. There has to be a method of how can I apply this. There has to have a right time. There needs to be an urge completely. I need to create the need in the market if there is one, or I can foresee a need. And of course, I need to have a method of implementing my idea. Every time I implement an idea, not necessarily I'm going to be successful, but I got to keep doing it constantly. And that's exactly the key of generating ideas. Don't stop yourself from creating ideas. That's the only message around this is what I'm talking about. Idea generation also requires an environment, by the way. Environment could be at your family, and if you notice, we actually stay in five different environments, and I'm going to talk a little about it before we move ahead. We stay in a family environment, we stay in a personal, and when I say personal, it's you and me. When I stay in my with myself, that's my personal environment. I'm staying with my close relatives or my parents or my kids. It's my family environment. I stay with the professional environment where I work and perform, where I deliver results. But I stay in a social environment. I have my relatives, my friends, my colleagues, and that's my social environment. And I stay in a spiritual environment where probably I would want to give to the Almighty and those kind of environments, right? So we have these five environments. So ideas can be generated ideally in all the environments. Okay, and they can actually relate to every environment. So, an idea that comes to me when I'm at my personal comfort or I'm in my personal environment could actually trigger my professional environment, or the idea that I have in my social environment could trigger my personal environment. So, lot of ideas can be generated, but you need to create an environment around you which is of openness, which is of sharing. If you have the ability of sharing, if you have the ability of contributing, people will give you ideas, you can give ideas to people, and try enhancing and creating an environment which is full of idea generation. Now, you just don't know what idea comes when, and I mean, which idea comes when, and where does it affect you in your projects. So keep your open mind, keep a complete open mind, and try creating new ideas. So quick words around this is first and foremost, be very, very effective and efficient in idea generation. Very important for a project manager. Why? Because you will have problems. And problems can only be resolved if you have great ideas with you. Starts with your family. The term family refers to all the stakeholders in this. Typically could be your employees, typically could be your subordinates, could be your bosses, supervisors, could be your managing committee. at all levels, since they are consistently in touch with the business activities, processes, and customers. Tapping Family is a great business idea. Doesn't call for any additional expenditure, right? So you got to ensure that when you have an idea, go and talk to everybody who are the key stakeholders of your project. So while you have these ideas which are related to the to the project, it's important that I go and talk to all these stakeholders. Now, when I say stakeholders, as we said earlier, also these stakeholders could be your bosses. Talk to them and then talk to right qualified people around it. So because I can't talk to somebody who about an oil and gas idea to a textile guy who's not even heard about it. So that's no point. You're discussing with wrong people. So discuss your ideas with correct people. Find out right people which are aligned to your project, which have a wherewithal about what your project is, the intent of why you're generating this idea, and talk to them. Involve the extended family. When I say extended family, there's no limit towards it. And that's exactly when we were talking about the rest of the environment, where we're talking about it could be somebody from your family, somebody from your where you feel that this individual or this situation or this literature can help me to generate something more is what we're talking about. And incredible ideas will always be appreciated by environment around you, whether it's internal or external. This takes us to the next part of it, which talks about look at all the things that bug you. Now, when we say look at all the things that bug you, it says it may not sound profound, but there is very fertile ground of great business ideas. Here are a few examples which I'm quoting you right now. So Tennis Bay's Holiday Inn hotel chain disposal razors, right? So if you look at it, razors were getting very, very expensive They just created disposable razors, right? So tap your expertise and interest. Where you going doing something you love? It's never considered work. Thousands of clever people have always taken things that they love. So whether it's about Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook, or it's about Wright Brothers making the first powered flight, it was all about what they love to do. So the moment you start doing things that you love to do, they don't remain your work. That's a passion that you involve, you inculcate in yourself, and you start working. There are a few examples on the slide, and I'm sure while I'm talking, you're also looking at them. This takes us to the next part of it, which talks about some more, which is keep your senses alert and travel. Now, mind you, our mind is very, very fertile. It's a very fertile field for generating good ideas. If I'm vigilant, if I'm observant, so one of the key skill that is required for idea generation is, of course, you've got to be very observant. For people around you, for systems around you, for situations around you, and every time you're vigilant about what is happening around you, you automatically will start finding ideas for your projects or for your systems that you want to improve. So one of the examples is, of course, Leopold Fernandez discovered Domino's pizzas on his trip to US and his own version in Spain called Telepizza in 1986. So you keep traveling, you find a lot of people, a lot of situations, a lot of processes around you, and then something connects you, and that helps you to work around your project. Keep your eye open. That's exactly what I was talking about, that you've got to be very vigilant, very observant when you're actually traveling with in very absolute different environments. Also, it just doesn't matter whether you're in your professional environment. If you have it in mind, it will help you to generate ideas. Yeah. Environment that creates more idea generation is, of course, examine your old mousetrap. They build in a better one. If your product doesn't meet your own high standards, create a better one. Don't settle down on the first one. Why? Because at the end of the day, you're killing your creativity, and don't ever do that. Take it on the street. Talk to people. There's no better thing that you can go and upfrontly talk to people. They might shoot you down sometimes or every time for that matter, but it just doesn't matter. What matters is your urge of how what is the passion and desire you would want to take this idea forward. So Let me give you a quick example around this as well. Go on to a website called a Million Dollar Page. Now let's look at this. How this gentleman earn and made great profits with a small idea. On a web page, there are 1 million pixels. All right, this gentleman sold one pixel at $1. How much money did he get? He got $1 million out of one page. How did he do that? He went to a lot of corporates and said, "I'm selling $1 million page and one pixel is for $1." And a lot of corporate houses wanted to build their own logo, and every pixel that he, so it's a 10 pixel Sony logo, he charged them $10, so which was very easy, and it was a web, image search that was happening. So one web page gave him $1 million. So that's something that you should look at every time. If you keep your eye open on things that are happening around, you will find that your ideas are generating a lot of value in terms of money, in terms of services or products that you want to create. Continuously dream. Why do I say continuously dream? Is because if I don't think things that are not practical, I will not be able to generate ideas. So, and for me, if you'll ask from a philosophical point of view, there's nothing called as practical. Everything is around you. If everything was practical, then nobody would have ever dreamed of a first powered man flight. You know, we're carrying thousands and lakhs of people today flying in the air, and the airline industry wouldn't have happened if somebody would have not dreamed that how can I record human emotions, I wouldn't have been standing in front of you right now and delivering this session with you. So if you don't dream, if you don't sometimes or most of the times when you're in an idea generation format, if you don't really blow yourself off the ideas and think in air, ideas generally don't come to you, or at least that one idea. It's also commonly said that you live your life throughout for one idea that will make you successful. Few get them at the age of 16 like Mark, and few get them at the age of 53 or 60 like the owner of MacD's. So we got to realize that that's one idea that actually can lift us up anytime, but we don't stop generating ideas. Check it out on the net. It's like now you have a dictionary of information on net. You just type in anything that you want, and somebody somewhere across the globe has done something around it, and you get that starting point. Or whether you're talking, you actually thinking in air, or you, that does make sense. So validate it is more or less what we're talking about. Let's have a quick look on what are the methods of generating ideas. A new business idea or methods of generating ideas is what we're going to understand right now. So there are few activities that we can do while we want to generate ideas, typically business ideas. One of them is called focus group. Focus group is basically getting people together. A moderator leads this group and then starts working around. You see a lot of these discussions going around on televisions today about various issues. So that's an idea generation point as well. So a lot of people get together of the same experiences or similar experiences. There's a moderator who is a neutral party, and he guides everybody. So he's like a navigator, and he gets around everybody in generating ideas with very relevant questions. So that's something about focus group discussions. We have brainstorming. When we say brainstorming, it's about questioning yourself, criticizing yourself, and getting the best out of yourself and the people around you. So what can be done? There are followed by negative thoughts and comments and criticisms with a clear objective in mind that we have to create an idea, we have to create something which is more unique and better. Each participant is provided with an equal opportunity to speak, to criticize, to exhaust their ideas, quantity of the ideas is encouraged and not the quality right now. So at this stage of brainstorming or this activity, we do not focus more on the quality of the idea, but the quantity that we get out of. So it's a laundry list that we create out of that discussion, and then we start chucking things out and knocking things off of what is not relevant. So that's one of the method. And all such idea generators must be always recorded. Either you pen them down, either you record this audio, video, always pen them down, because you don't know at what level you again require them back. So it's important that you record everything during the brainstorming session that would happen. Problem inventory analysis, the method is effective when an improved service or product is desired. So you go back and do reverse analysis, trying to find out, okay, this is what I have currently, how can I improve it? So I have reached one stage, and from there I would want to go ahead. To identify the product gaps, so and the niche in the market. So have I created a product, or can I create a product which is more niche in the market, and I start working around that. To improve the customer satisfaction, maybe the CSI, that's what generally is the term, a customer satisfaction index, and establish a brand equity value around. So that's where I start doing problem inventory analysis. So inventory is basically the stock, the SUK, the startups that I have, the products or services that I have, and I go back. So product has already been created. I go back and try finding out problems in that product or service that I have, and I start improving them. So that's one of the way of doing it. For maximal results, it is always advisable use primary to identify new products ideas for existing product before any evaluation. So you go ahead and do it for existing products, then some new products. Methods of generating ideas is, of course, the next one is market research. I mean, a lot of organizations are specialized into market research. To name a few, IMRB, you have internationally, you have Ken Blanchard doing it. All right, so market research. Market research is something that a lot of organizations are specialized doing it. One of an Indian organization is called IMRB. These organizations do a lot of research on products and services that tomorrow would be better in the market. So organizations go ahead and invest heavily in market research. Because it's important that once they start investing in actual product, they should not fail. So it's basically also managing the risk that can come in the future. So it's also one of the mechanisms of mitigating risk, by the way, according to the project management. So if I have my correct market research done, I anticipate risk better, I can mitigate risk better, or tomorrow I can transfer that risk if it is imperative and I got to transfer that. So let me give you a quick example around this. So if you remember the telecom boom that happened in India, during those days, the call center was a big issue with telecom. The service was a big issue with telecom. So what did they do? They actually outsourced it to the entire BPO industry, because telecom is telecom. It's a telecom company, it's not a BPO. So they actually transferred their risk of service to a BPO, and now call centers are with the BPOs, not with the telecom. That's exactly what the reason why it has happened. Similarly, one of the risks that was transferred in terms of managing cost for telecom, again, was creating a separate company which is basically for tower management. So all the companies came together as an industry, and they saw it as an industry risk. So they formed a company, and this company now takes care of the entire network for all the telecom companies. So that's how you actually minimize the risk by anticipating it through market research. The next is future planning. If I have a strong market research, I can also plan for long-term projects. This helps me in developing these ideas within short possible time and launching them at the right time. So if I know what is the product that I have to launch in, say, Diwali, or say New Year, I am completely sure about it, doing it, because I planned it for future. So it's a part of my project, however I planned it in the future, and that's the time I'm going to launch it. Why? Because it will have greater visibility, it will have greater viability, I can generate new model of revenues from it. This actually takes us to the end of this chapter as well. I sincerely urge you, this chapter is something that you keep listening to over a period of time every time, because your idea should not stop. If you stay restless, if you stay inspired, trust you me, you're always going to have some new idea that you can implement in your project. For now, thank you. And let's see you in the next chapter. Thank you.